Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shade.
I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. Broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM, underlooking the atrium of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we meet Jenny Story, a local writer and animator who at the age of 3 was diagnosed with a form of autism the doctors said would limit her ability to communicate or succeed in life. Let's just say Jenny and her mom proved them wrong. And they'll both be here in a moment to share their stories. Plus, our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. We're going to kick off right away with some local music. There's a big local music festival going on the Sunshine Coast. It's Synchronicity, and it's happening at Gibson's today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Shirley Macy Park. Lots and lots and lots of great local bands are going to cross the water to go and play for ya. So you want to check all that stuff out. Here's one of the groups that's playing. This is Los Furios.
You'll have to stand up and face it. One of these days.
So that's Los Furios, and they're going to be playing at Shirley Massey Park in Gibson's this weekend, along with, it looks like a dozen other acts that are going on up there. If you want more information, it's synchronicityfestival.ca. That's their website, and they've got a Facebook page that we have a link to on the Dave Radio Facebook page as well. Now, you hear me often talk about an event that goes on once in a while called the Cold Reading Series, which is something I really enjoy participating in. They let me get up and read scripts once in a while. But I also find a way to meet guests for this show there as well. There's often musicians playing there. And then, as has happened last week, people get up on stage and talk about what they're doing. And somebody's got a show that they want us to come and see, or they've got a class they need students for. Or in the case of our next guest, Janet Walmsley and her daughter Jenny, it was a book. In fact, two books. So, Janet, hello. Welcome to the show. And Jenny, hi.
Hi. Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you for having us both.
Great. So tell us, first of all, about the book that you've written.
Well,
it's called The Autistic Author and Animator.
Yes. It's a daughter's triumph through a mother's eyes. So mm-hmm. it's all about my daughter's life journey with autism.
Right.
And it goes right from birth till where she is now.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole goal of writing this book was to reach out to other, not only autistic families and individuals, but to everyone that we can push through our barriers. We can troop through the war zone, as I always put it, for Jenny.
Yeah.
She was diagnosed autistic at 3, and I was told that she would not probably do very well or be up with her peers. And I will happily say, and in my book, I'm proud of her, but happy for her. She is now a 2D, 3D professional animator. She graduated from Vancouver Film School, and she is also just published her first novel, which in pre-order was a Amazon and Canadian bestseller, and it's very exciting. Barnes & Noble had ordered 450 copies of her book.
Yeah. Imagine how far you could have gone if you had some potential.
So, yeah, Jenny. So that's what my book is all about.
Yeah.
It's the experiences of her life right from when she was born to when we found out, and the dream team that we had that were such a great support, the love of a family, the silent hero, her dog Sparkles, and it just goes through, you know, what was done and how as a family.
Yeah.
I just find it an engaging story for people to see the life of an autistic individual
and
family.
What is the experience of a parent who is told that basically you're at 3 years old, your child really has no hope?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that day when the doctor said this, because she had said she'll never talk very well, she'll never do very well in school, you know, a lot of different things. And I just remember, because her grandma, my mom, was there, and I just remember walking out of there saying, that's not going to happen. And I thought, what a way to talk to a parent.
Yeah.
You know, you've got enough going, you're worried, what's wrong with my child? There's all these things going on, and I just not understand it. And at that time, that was 19 years ago, I didn't know too much or even know about autism. But I really feel that it's important at the beginning to give more of a positive perspective on it,
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, just dragging it down to, boy, your daughter's not going to have much hope in life.
Yeah.
So it was very hard at first, but I'm the type of person, I just walked out of there and said that, and I pushed, and I was never assertive, but you have to become assertive. You're their rock.
Yeah.
You're the one. They can't do it themselves. So.
Yeah. And you've had some help along the way. You talked about your dream team.
Yes.
You've had some teachers and some other support as well.
Oh, just great. Play therapist was awesome,
mm-hmm.
Fran Wood. Speech therapist, Lisa O'Connie Donahue. The support system, Nona was great, but big time, Brer Rabbit Daycare. Darlene, their support worker, said, I think we'd really like to try her just in a normal daycare setting instead of going through a special needs one. Best thing that we ever did.
Yeah.
These people were loving, caring, genuine. We went to workshops together. They're still our best buddies. They're our second family. The respite care workers that looked after Jenny's to give a parent a chance to re-energize themselves mentally and physically were wonderful. The teachers at schools, I pushed for a lot of help. Mainly as Jenny got older, when she started writing this book when she was in high school, was her writing teacher, Liz Wahlberg, who said, you have got to publish this book. Mm-hmm. And then her other classmates were going, I don't even want to read ours. We want to read Jenny's. What's going on next? So that really, to me, was an eye-opener for Jenny, and I think the confidence in her self-esteem was built up. So, and then her family, like myself as a mom, her dad, Travis, her brother, and then the silent hero who, sadly say, passed away, mm-hmm. Was our dog, Mr. Sparkles.
Yeah.
We had him for 14 years, and he was always there for Jenny. It was her best
Was he
life.
Really that silent, though?
He's a Jack Russell, so there you go. But a long-haired Jack Russell. He was quite entertaining, but really there for Jenny. As much as when she was having bad days, we were there. He knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jenny, we've been talking about you like you're not here, but you are here.
Yes, I'm here.
So I would like to know, if you remember when it was that you discovered animation and that was something that you wanted to do.
At a very young age, and it was very, I was just like watching like Disney shows like Fox and the Hound and that, and then sometimes, or Bambi, like, and then sometimes where they had like behind the scenes and you just saw like the animators like flipping and doing like their work. I was like, wow, that is so cool. I would just so love to do that so much. And yeah, that's
so you just started doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Yeah.
And tell me about your book. I'm really interested in this book because it, first of all, the title fascinates me. Dysnomia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I looked it up, and it has two different meanings, and both meanings are relevant.
Yeah.
The first meaning is it's a form of aphasia, which basically means people can't remember words, and it's a learning disability, but it's also the name of a moon.
Yep, yeah.
Of a planet that I never heard of.
Yeah.
Called Eris,
yep.
Which is a dwarf planet. And the quote I got was that the discovery of Eris modified what it means to be a planet. Mm-hmm. And I found that really appropriate because what you and your mom are doing kind of has redefined what it means to have autism.
Mm-hmm.
And it just all struck because this all makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, am I just making stuff up, or does any of this ring true?
No, you've hit the nail on the head, because that's one of the things. And one of her teachers that did a reference in my book said that Jenny's, because this is one of the brightest shining planet stars, and
mm-hmm.
he said that's what he saw Jenny when she was in his room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was one of the reasons why
why
it was so appropriate for her book.
So what is the story of the novel itself? What's the story that you're telling?
Well, it's about this independent girl named Layla Jenkins who wants to prove she can do anything a guy can, and she successfully does it by being the top royal commander in her town now. And then there's this bad guy named Nylerm attacking the town and nobody knows why. So her and a few of her friends try to go stop him, and he traps in a Bakum and drives them off a cliff. And so you think they're dead, but they're actually in this secret underground world.
Uh-huh.
So,
And what's the underground world like?
Very dangerous, very unknown to them. It's not safe for them because I guess the people wouldn't say they're just basically their enemies above
mm-hmm.
the world.
So they're struggling through to overcome all of this danger that's going on in the underground world.
Yeah, that's basically trying to kill them.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of very engaging, exciting, very unique characters, animals, landscapes, scenarios. Yeah.
Now it's in book form right now. Any plans of putting it into a film? Are you going to use your animation skills to tell that story as well?
Yeah, I would like to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to talk to Disney about it, or DreamWorks.
Yeah, we actually have a woman we just met recently who is going down to LA.
Yeah.
And she's going to be seeing someone there from Disney. and she has her books, so she's going to pitch it.
Well, I know that when these things are in negotiations, you can't talk too much about it, but it sounds exciting.
And we send our books to Ellen, so you never
great,
know.
Ellen would love to talk to you guys. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, you each have a book. Janet's is the autism author and the animator. And it's an autistic author and animator. See, I have my own form of dysphagia. And then yours is called Dysnomia, Outcasts on a Distant Moon. Mm-hmm. And they've both been published. And the publisher is really interesting, too. Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, Influence Publishing, Julie Salisbury, we met her on a conversation I had, because I'm an actress, too. So I had a conversation with my actor friend, Bernadette, and she told us that there was this event coming up. So we had met Julie. And it's like a self-publishing publisher, but we do our marketing, but they also help us with, you know, the marketing and the contracting with the books to different distributors. Mm-hmm. What was really cool was when we first met them, they weren't really doing books like fantasy fiction and that. So we waited a year because Jenny was in animation school at VFS. But they were very interested in my book, which I told them, geez, I'd kind of like to write a book about my daughter's life. And they were doing, that's the type of books they were doing. So they got a hold of us a year later and said, we're with another, we're sort of paralleled with and gone with another publishing company as well. And so Jenny's book came into play. So, yeah, they've been very great, you know, supportive and you know, we're right now doing some book events as well. And we just did a touring book event in the Okanagan as well.
Yeah. And you've got a book event tomorrow.
Yes, we've got a book event, and it's open to the public. Love everybody to come. It's at the Grind Cafe, which is at the corner, just down the corner from Main and Kingsway. It's 4124. Mm-hmm. We would love...
Yeah, it's around King Edward, actually.
Yes, Edward, Main and King Edward. Yeah. We'd just love everybody to come down. We'd love to meet people. We're going to be seeing familiar faces, but be very happy to talk with everyone. And
great.
And as Jenny said, what's going to be there, Jenny?
There'll be cake.
Yes. All right, I'm sold. What time?
It's from 2 to 5.
All right, terrific.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much.
This was marvelous. So and have a great day tomorrow. And
thank you.
And good luck in the future. And I hope we keep hearing about your stories, Jenny. And
one thing she should let you know is she is, we can't say too much, but she is doing animation for a film for Super Channel come fall. So
all right.
I can't say what it's
when
about.
You can say more, you call me and send me an email and we'll pass it on.
You bet. Thank
great.
You.
All right. Thank you both again for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to play some more music from the Synchronicity thing. This is 5 Alarm Funk.
hipster town, seen all there is to see. I've been all around this hipster town, it don't mean nothing to me. I was walking down the sidewalk with Woody Guthrie. Yes, it was a dream. We walked all around this hipster town. He said it don't mean nothing to me. I like a song that's been around, a song with dirt on its hands. I like a song with roots in the ground, a song that knows where it stands.
Here. That's Ray Spoon and Rodney DeCrew, a song called Hipster Town. And we also heard from Five Alarm Funk in there as well. And time now to take a look and see what's going on the call board. The Dave Radio call board is our look at what's going on in terms of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. So we're starting off here with Frolicking Divas are doing a show called Heather's the Musical. And Heather's the Musical is based on a movie from, I think, the early 90s. I think Winona Ryder was in it. Anyway, it's a musical produced by our dear friends Lori Watt and Lisa Deary and Frolicking Divas. We had them on last year about the Fringe Festival. They've got David C. Jones to direct, so you know it's going to be fun. And it's basically they're looking for teenagers. All the characters are around 18, 17 or 18 years old. So if you're interested, you get in touch with Lori and David. They're I should read this actually as it's on the page instead of trying to ad lib. Auditions are in September. The show itself is at the York Theatre in January. You can submit photo and resume to heathersvancouver@gmail.com. September 4th is the deadline for that. And if you're an equity artist, you can contact David Jones directly at davidcjones@shaw.ca. And as mentioned before, this casting is open to all ethnicities. It is the director's intention to cast this show as diversely as possible. And just as a side note, David himself is a champion for diversity in casting. So you know you're going to get a fair shot at getting a part in this show. And please help spread the word. Royal Canadian Theatre Company is doing Love, Sex, and the IRS, an American farce. And that's going to be in Surrey and Maple Ridge in March. This is a hysterically funny, fast-moving farce requiring strong comedic skills, both verbal and physical. Their auditions are next week on August 29th, and they're looking for males and females in their 20s. The Chinatown Haunted House is going to be happening again around Halloween, October 21st to 31st at the Sun Yat-sen Classical Gardens. They will be auditioning on Sunday at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island. They're looking for men and women of all ages and all ethnicities, and they're looking for enthusiastic performers of all disciplines who love Halloween. And speaking of enthusiastic performers, Perry Ehrlich's Showstoppers, the glee troupe that appears in concerts, radio and TV, and numerous galas, charitable events throughout BC, looking for guys ages 14 and older who love to sing and dance and love to perform. In New Westminster at Vagabond Players, Over the River and Through the Woods, that'll be on stage in February. Their auditions are in September at the Burnie Lake Theater, looking for four seniors. It's a play about two sets of grandparents, so if you're able to play someone in their 70s, they would love to see you, and also young couple in their 20s or early 30s. So that's like 2, 4, 6 characters altogether for that one. Two Fly Productions is doing Little Miss Glitz by Alan Pronger. This is an original jukebox musical parody of childhood beauty pageants. It's about kids, but all of the characters will be played by adults, 9 women and 3 men. It's happening at the PAL Studio Theater in March, and their auditions are in September. And we've got 1, 2, 3 pantos that are calling for auditions. They will be in late August and into early or mid-September. We've got the North End Community Players are doing The Little Mermaid by friend of the show Peter Zednik. He was writing and directing this one, and that'll be happening at Hendry Hall in North Van. The auditions are in mid-September. All roles are open to both male and female performers, and performers of all ages are encouraged to audition for that one. As well, in Metro Theater in Marpole, Sleeping Beauty is their Christmas panto, and that will be that'll be happening starting in December. The auditions are at the end of this month. Throughout the Labor Day weekend, August 31st and September 2nd. And then Fraser Valley Gilbert and Society. I just can't speak today. Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society are doing Jack and the Beanstalk for their Christmas panto, and their auditions are next week on August 30th and September 1st. For details on these and other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it with us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and also share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. All right, we're going to play some more music now. Let's do that. We have a guy in our front office. His name is Hugo. He's our volunteer coordinator, and he's a great guy. We love him dearly. And he's with a band called Weed, and so this is what they sound like. We'll be right back.
feel less? Did you hurt less than you do now? When you were a girl, did you think less? Did you know less than you do now? International waters, international waters. Out there, you fall like you do when struck from behind in international waters. You can do anything. Anyone can do anything to you. Out there, you kiss who you want to kiss, because you can do what you want. And if they don't kiss back, well, you can feel angry and senseless and stupid and bad. If you're young and dumb, you can be young and dumb. You can drink beer and masturbate. You're 21, and you've just arrived in international.
I don't wanna try.
Hogan and Old Black Swan. We also heard from Lindsay Kupser. Pale Red and Blonde Elvis starting things off on that set. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Time now to look and see what's going on stage around town. Theater, music, burlesque, the block parties, all kinds of stuff happening this weekend. The Gathering Place, which is a community center in the downtown South community, just on the edge of Yale Town, right at the corner of Helmkin and Seymour. And they're having a block party tomorrow, all day tomorrow. And there'll be live music and a marching band and a silent auction for Olympic street banners. Get your own souvenir of the 2010 Olympics, plus a used book sale, pottery, food, games, and more. It's a free event, and there will be street closures, so do consider taking alternate forms of transportation, biking, walking, or transit. And our dear friend Jacques Lalonde is going to be hosting that. So that's, once again, that's the Gathering Place Block Party all day tomorrow at Granville and Helmkin. At the Biltmore at 12th and Kingsway, they're having a hippie hootenanny tomorrow. With Audrey Siegel, A.J. Jardine, Sarah Wheeler, EVK, Stone Poets, and Random Dander. That's all starting at 5 o'clock at the Biltmore. And our dear friends, the Geekenders, I got another show going on. This is at the Belmont on Granville and Nelson. It's the Nerd Prom. Doors open at 6 o'clock. There will be comedy and competitions at 6:30 and geeky dancing till 11:30 p.m. Holy smokes. You'll be staying out almost till midnight, and that's on Sunday. Let's not get confused. That the Geekenders Nerd Prom is Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Belmont. On Monday night at the Backstage Lounge, we talked about this with our guests. It's the Cold Reading Series. They have whittled it down to just once a month. But this we had one a couple of weeks ago, but this is a special event for the Celluloid Social Club. So it's called the Hot Shot Shorts episode, reading scripts in the Celluloid Social Club's Hot Shot Shorts competition. And these writers are competing for cash prizes up to $25,000. As usual at Cold Reading, doors open at 6:30. Get in early if you're an actor and you want to be on stage, because a lot of people show up for that thing. They're lined up right at the very beginning. So 6:30 for casting. Show starts as soon after 8 o'clock as they can get it together. Monday night at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. On Saturday, there's a flamenco ensemble called Cassandra, and they're doing a show, solo flamenco, two shows at Presentation House, 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock tomorrow. And one actual theater production going, actually two actual theater productions going on this weekend. Fighting Chance is closing up their great run of Jesus Christ Superstar at the Waterfront. Two shows left, one tonight and one tomorrow night. And then in Marpole, Othros Theater Company is doing a show called Modern Fairy Tale, and that has opened up this week. I think it goes for another week, but you want to check that out. It's a pop rock musical parody bound to make you reconsider everything you thought you knew about fairy tales. Check out Modern Fairy Tale at the Metro Theater website. And then our usual Sunday night things, East Fan Comedy at the Havana and the Sunday Service at the Fox. On screen, we've got great stuff going on at the Rio. Actually, this is not on screen. This is on stage at the Rio tonight. It's the 90s burlesque show, including tributes to Jurassic Park, Seinfeld, and all the Mario Karts and performances from What's Her Name? Or is that What Surname? Vixen Von Flex, Jungle Cat, Claire Voyeur, and April O'Peel gets underway at 9 o'clock tonight at the Rio. Tomorrow night, Perfect Blue, which is a gorgeous piece of Japanese animation by Satoshi Kon. And that's the midnight show tonight at 11:30. Well, doors open at 11:30. Shows at midnight. Perfect Blue. Tomorrow, the Rio is holding the 2015 Coffee Film Festival. It's happening all day tomorrow, starting at 10:30 in the morning. There's, I think, about a dozen shorts and a couple of features, and that all starts. There's two programs. There's one in the morning from 10:30, and then there's an afternoon show that starts at 2:30, and that's all going on at the Rio during the day tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, the 9:30 show is dope. And then on Sunday, this is something we're probably going to want to check out. It's the East Van Short Film Showcase. It starts at 6, and it's a selection of exciting short films from some of Vancouver's best young independent filmmakers. And that's what we're all about here at Dave Radio, independent local artists. So 6 o'clock Sunday at the Rio, the East Van Short Film Showcase. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. We got some more great music coming up and stuff, and that all happens right after this.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on South Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Cultural hegemony, we be missing the forest.